Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadiches, the ninth perek Mishahaya. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis stated, "Hamafrish nekevu lepischo o zachar ben shtei shanim." If someone designates a female animal for his Pesach or a male in its second year, yireh adshista ev yimacher, it's left to graze until it develops a blemish, is then sold v'yavi bedam of shlamim, and he brings from its money shlamim. Neither of these are fit for a Pesach, as the Torah states, zachar ben shana, a yearling male. Now, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, Shma min atras, infer from this ruling three principles. Number one, Balei Chaim Nidchin. We can infer that living things can become permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Even though a Pesach that is left over after the Chag is brought as a Shlamim, since it became disqualified here, it retains its status as disqualified even after the reason for the disqualification disappears. Point number two, Dichui Mikar Habi Dichui. Even if an animal is disqualified from the very first moment of its consecration, such as female or overage animals, it can never again be fit for a sacrifice. And point number three, Yesh Dichui Bedamim. Permanent rejection is possible with something that is only monetary sanctity. Since these animals were unfit, they only have Kedushas Damim, and yet they're rejected forever. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Nisarv Bechoros. If a Pesach became intermingled with Bechor offerings, Rabbi Shimon says, Im Chaburas Kohanim Yochelu. If the group registered on the Pesach is composed of only Kohanim, they may eat the offerings that night. Rashi explains that since the Avodah for the Pesach and the Bechor are the same, the person doing the Avodah simply declares he's offering the Pesach for the sake of a Pesach, wherever it is, and the same for the Bechor, and then the meat is eaten that night. Now, the Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Shimon holds Mavin Kachim Beis Apsul, that one may expose Karbanis to a situation of becoming pasul. Therefore, it's not a problem that the Bechor, which is typically eaten for 2 days and one night, will have its time to be eaten, reduced, and needlessly become Nosar after midnight. And pointing with you, the last Mishnah opens, Chabura She'avad Pischa, a Chabura that lost its Pesach. And they said to one of the members to go out, find it, and shecht it for us. And he went, found and shechted it. And meanwhile, they, fearing the animal would not be found in time, bought and slaughtered another animal. If his animal, meaning the original Pesach, was shechted first, he and they eat of his. Rashi explains that since they appointed him as their agent, they remain registered on it, and once it was shechted, they can no longer withdraw from it. Their offering is considered a Pesach without an owner and is burned. Now, if theirs was shechted first, they eat of theirs, and he eats of his. If it's not known which one was shechted first, or if both were shechted at the same time, he eats of his because, as Rashi explains, he was never registered on theirs, and they do not eat of his because of the possibility that theirs was shechted first, in which case they would have withdrawn from his, v'shalahen yatzlo beis reifa, and theirs is taken out to be burned, because of the possibility that his was offered first, b'turin melasos Pesach Sheni, and they are exempt from observing Pesach Sheni. Rashi explains that since one of them was brought for them, the Suffolk only restricts their eating from one of them, but does not nullify their fulfillment of bringing the Pesach, since eating is not ma'akev for the mitzvah. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis stated, "Hamafrish nekevu lepischo o zachar ben shtei shanim." If someone designates a female animal for his Pesach or a male in its second year, yira jista ev yimacher, it's left to graze until he develops a blemish, is then sold, v'yavi b'dam of shlamim, and he brings from its money shlamim. Neither of these are fit for a Pesach, as the Torah specifies, zachar ben shana, a yearling male. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, Shma min atras, infer from this ruling three principles. Number one, Balei Chaim Nidchim. We can infer that living things can be permanently rejected from the Mizbeach, even though a Pesach that is left over after the Chag is brought as a Shlamim. Since it became disqualified, it retains its status as disqualified even after the reason for the disqualification disappears. Number two, Dichui Mikar Habi Dichui. Even if an animal is disqualified from the very first moment of its consecration, such as female or overage animals, it can never again be fit for a carbon. And point number three, Yesh Dichui Bedamim. Permanent rejection is possible with something that has only monetary sanctity. Since these animals were unfit, they only have Kedushas Damim, and yet are rejected forever. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Nisar B'Bechoros. If a Pesach became intermingled with Bechor offerings, Rabbi Shimon says, Im Chaburas Kohanim Yochelu. If the group registered on the Pesach is composed only of Kohanim, they may eat the offerings that night. Rashi explains that since the Avodah for the Pesach and the Bechor are the same, the person doing the Avodah simply declares he's offering the Pesach for the sake of a Pesach wherever it is, and the same for the Bechor, and then the meat is eaten that night. Now, the Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Shimon holds, Mavin Kachim Beis Apsul, that one may expose Karbanis to a situation becoming possible. Therefore, it's not a problem that the Bechor, which is typically eaten for 2 days And one night, we'll have its time to be eaten reduced and needlessly become nosar after midnight. And point number three, the last Mishnah opens, Chabur she'avad pischa, a chabur that lost its pesach. And they said to one of the members to go out, find it and shecht it for us. And he went, found and shechted it. And meanwhile, they, fearing the animal would not be found in time, bought and slaughtered another animal. If his animal, meaning the original pesach, was shechted first, he and they eat of his. Rashi explains that since they appointed him as their agent, they remain registered on it, and once it's shechted, they can no longer withdraw from it. Their offering is considered a pesach without an owner and is burned. If theirs was shechted first, they eat of theirs and he eats of his. If it's not known which one was shechted first, or if both were shechted at the same time, he eats of his because, as Rashi explains, he was never registered on theirs. They do not eat of his because of the possibility that theirs was shechted first, in which case they would have withdrawn from his. V'shalahen yatzla beis ha'sreifa, and theirs is taken out to be burned because of the possibility that his was offered first. Paturin melasos pesach sheni, and they're exempt from observing pesach sheni. Rashi explains that since one of them was brought for them, the safek only restricts their eating from one of them, but does not nullify the fulfillment of bringing the Pesach, since eating is not ma'akev for the mitzvah. All right, so now we go to Siman for Dav Tzadiches, and the siman is related to tzchok, laughter. We use clowns, so here goes. The clowns at the Chol HaMoed Pesach Circus had the crowd in stitches as they first attempted to designate a 2-year-old female sheep as a Pesach, and then pranked one chabur by putting a bechor in the mix, while helping a Pesach from another chabur escape so they could tease the member who was sent out to find it. Once again, in slow motion. The clowns, that must mean we're on Daf Tzadiches, Tzchok. The clowns at the Chol HaMoed Pesach Circus had the crowd in stitches as they first attempted to designate a 2-year-old female sheep as a Pesach, which reminds us the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis stated, HaMafrish Nekevu Pischa Ozachar Ben Shtei Shanim, if someone designates a female animal for his Pesach or a male in its second year, it's left to graze until it develops a blemish, is then sold, and he brings from its money shlamim. Neither of these are fit for a Pesach, as the Torah specifies a Zachar ben Shana, a yearling male. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua said, Shma min atras, infer from this ruling three principles. Baal Echaim Nidchim, we can infer that living things can become permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Dichwi mikar habi dichwi, even if the animal is disqualified from the very first moment of its consecration, such as female or overage animals, it can never again be fit for sacrifice. And yesh dichwi badami, permanent rejection is possible with something that only has monetary sanctity, and since these animals were unfit, they only have kedushas damim and yet are rejected forever. So the clowns at the Chol HaMoed Pesach Circus had the crowd in stitches as they first attempted to designate a 2-year-old female sheep as a Pesach, and then pranked one chabur by putting a bechor in the mix. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nis'ara bebechoros, if a Pesach became intermingled with bechor offerings, Rabbi Shimon says, Im chaburus kohanim yochelu, if the group registered on the Pesach is composed of only kohanim, they may eat the offerings that night, since the avoda for the Pesach and the bechor are the same. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Shimon holds, Mavin kachim beis apsul, that one may expose karbonis to a situation of becoming pasul. Therefore, it's not a problem that the bechor, which is typically eaten for 2 days and one night, will have its time to be eaten reduced and needlessly become nosar after midnight. So the clowns of the Chol HaMoed Pesach Circus had the crowd in stitches as they first attempted to designate a 2-year-old female sheep as a Pesach, and then pranked one chabur by putting a bechor in the mix while helping a Pesach from another chabur escape so they could tease the member who was sent out to find it. Which reminds us, the last Mishnah opens, Chabur she'avad pischa, a chabur that lost its Pesach, and they said to one of the members to go out, find it, and shecht it for us. And he went, found, and shechted it. And meanwhile, they, fearing the animal would not be found in time, bought and slaughtered another animal. The Mishnah goes through the various possibilities of the case and what the din is, if his was shechted first, or theirs was shechted first, or they don't know whose was shechted first, or they're both shechted at the same time. So once again, the clowns at the Chol HaMoed Pesach Circus had the crowd in stitches as they first attempted to designate a 2-year-old female sheep as a Pesach and then pranked one chabur by putting a bechor in the mix while helping a Pesach of another chabur escape so they could tease the member who was sent out to find it. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.